CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A new COVID mandate takes effect this week in the Denver area. Six metro counties will require people to prove they are vaccinated against COVID-19 before attending some large gatherings. The rule applies to unseated indoor events with at least 500 people in Denver, Arapahoe, Adams, Boulder, Broomfield, and Jefferson counties. Many venues have already been requiring vaccines on their own. The state's Scott Bookman says the new order will help curb super spreader events.
What we know is that indoor large gatherings are significantly more dangerous than the outdoor large gatherings.
The order starts Friday and will stay in effect through the end of the year. The rule does not apply to religious houses and events where everyone is seated. Douglas County will allow public schools to mandate masks for students. In early October, the county had loosened masking and quarantine standards, including in schools. But a federal judge ruled that order violated the civil rights of students with disabilities. The health board said it amended the order to comply with the judge's ruling and allow the school board more flexibility in its response to the pandemic. The Vail Pass Winter Recreation Area is now open. CPR's Western Slope reporter Stina Sieg has more.
The area is popular with backcountry skiers, snowboarders, and snowmobilers. The National Forest Service says people wanting to visit should plan ahead. Visitors are asked to only park in designated areas, and those typically fill up by 9:30 a.m. on Fridays, weekends, and holidays. Users will be required to buy a day or season pass once the Park Service starts collecting fees on November 27th. I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
Much of the Front Range is under a red flag warning through much of the day. Wind gusts as high as 45 miles an hour will raise the fire danger between Denver and Colorado Springs, the southern foothills, and around South Park. The metro area has the chance for rain and snow tonight, then sunny skies and cooler temperatures around Denver and across the state through the rest of the week. This is CPR News.